Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Bray Haven joining us from Cattlemen's Congress, recapping the second annual event. Up next, the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 44th Annual All Breeds Bull Sale, happening Saturday, February 5th at 12:15 p.m. at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, Cheyenne, Oklahoma. 65 breeding age bulls, registered and commercial, will be offered. Angus, Sim-Angus, Red Angus, Hereford, Black Hereford, and Charlet. For more information or to request a catalog, contact Linda Lucas, 580-497-7366. Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association Annual All Breeds Bull Sale, February 5th.
Cattlemen, make plans to be a part of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Winter Policy Meeting Thursday, January 27th at the Embassy Suites Northwest, Oklahoma City, starting at 9 a.m. Hear updates from Congressman Frank Lucas and Adria Berry with the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority. Then work with fellow cattle producers to review and set policy important to the well-being of the beef cattle business here in Oklahoma. Have your voice heard at the state capitol as well as in Washington. Learn more about the OCA Winter Policy Meeting by going to okcattlemen.org.
The 2022 Cattlemen's Congress is now officially in the record books, and what a show it was. Executive Vice President for Cattlemen's Congress, Bray Haven, with us today. Bray, I know, you know, the show is now behind us. You continue to have conversations with people who are here, who are involved, and the reviews so far sounds like they're really good.
Very positive reviews after our second annual Cattlemen's Congress. People were really excited with some of the changes that we made from the first annual to this year, and I think we're going to continue to grow upon that. But overall, I think people are still excited about the show, continue to be supportive. They showed that to us in their reviews. We sent out some surveys and asked for their feedback, and they were really pleased with the things that we did last year that we continued upon, which was, you know, being very exhibitors friendly, virtually no cost after your entry fee on our end for the exhibitors. They pay the entry fee and they get, you know, park for free, no gate admittance, just the ease of getting around the fairgrounds, and really the ease of getting around Oklahoma City, and the things Oklahoma City has to offer as well really are what make Cattlemen's Congress a destination. When you talk about the quality hotel rooms that are close to the grounds, the quality of restaurants and things like that, and those are all the things that make Cattlemen's Congress exciting. It's not just the show, it's Oklahoma City and the people here that really and truly make the difference.
When you start talking about numbers, very comparable numbers year one to year two.
When you think about in year one, we virtually had no competition. We were the only show in town. This year, several of the other shows are back going. Our entry numbers were very similar, but we actually showed more cattle in 2022 this year than we did last year. 750 more head went through the show ring.
So more cattle arriving to show in the 2022 event. And according to Bray Haven, the sales that were held by the breeds, outstanding numbers resulted.
Yeah, so this year we held 13 sales on site, 9 were off site. Total number of sales being 22 sales that happened here in Oklahoma City, and the gross of those sales was up from last year. So we're at $10.2 million in cattle sales in OKC for 2022. It was really, really an outstanding year. When you think about a couple of the sales that actually rotate, some of the associations rotate where their sales are. So we were down a couple from what we had last year in OKC, but then to still have your gross up, and then pretty much across the board, averages were up. And so it really encourages the associations when they're considering where they're going to host their sales for 2023. People loved it and spent more money at the sales. At the end of the day, that's what you want.
Right. Now, and on the anecdotal side of that is that you've got private treaty sales going on back in the barns. You hear any stories on those?
Yeah, certainly. I think that, you know, when you talk to breeders and you walk through the barns and you're looking at breeders from literally across the country, this year we were up to 44 states, up from 40 states last year. So we've gotten more diverse across the country and across the world as well. But these folks are here to market their cattle, market their genetics, and talk about when they're having their production sale back home and whatever it might be. And so you have a lot of that. And we've had testimonials from people that say, you know, last year we sold a third of our cattle to new buyers that found our cattle at Cattlemen's Congress. That's a testimony to what's going on in Oklahoma City. That's a testimony to the success that this show has. And a lot of that's due to the visionaries that came up with Cattlemen's Congress, but then also the things that are good about Oklahoma City and Oklahoma is that our central location, the region that we're in, when you talk about how many are bordering states in Oklahoma plus our state, is accountable for about 40% of the cattle production in the U.S. So it's all of those things factor in when you're talking about a successful show, and so it was really good.
Bray Haven on year two of Cattlemen's Congress. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, January 27th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA-TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. The sale starts 8 a.m. Central Time. 23,500 head will be sold, 8,100 feeder steers, 4,200 feeder heifers, and 9,300 weaned calves on offer. For details about the cattle selling, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.